Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite. I do not remember feeling more exhilarated in many years than I did driving to dinner after that incredible comeback. And we're lucky to be joined by somebody who gave me a chance to come back many years ago in 1980 in Kansas City, a guy who sits staring at the pinnacle of success, a man who's been there before and had come so close. We're so honored to have you. Bill Polian, general manager for the AFC champion Indianapolis Colts.
Well, thank you. That sounds great. Nice to be with you.
Bill, just tell me what this means to the organization. When you've been questioned, you've been so close, tell me, what does it mean to you personally?
Well, for me, you know, I've been there before, so it's wonderful, but I feel most happy for all the people in this organization who in 22 years here in Indianapolis never had this opportunity. And they came very close in 95, and last year we had our heart broken in a terrible circumstance, Tony's tragedy, and then you know, a 41-yard shank to send the game in overtime against Pittsburgh, you know, instead of perhaps putting it in overtime, I should say. But what we saw in that playoff game last year, we saw last night, which is a team that doesn't quit, that plays to the last whistle, that doesn't believe that adversity can knock them down. And so I'm happy for all the people in the organization who are going to, for the first time in their careers, get a chance to go to the big game, and most proud of our team for the fight that they showed.
Bill, I listened to some of the quotes on Inside the NFL on HBO, the team as they circled together before that Buffalo game, and I heard a tone of voice, I heard a resolve. The phrase I heard was, weather the storm. And I heard that phrase used yesterday, that Tony understands that for the team to take it to the next level, especially in this kind of pressure, being able to weather the storm of a Bill Belichick and what he's going to throw at them, or in Baltimore with the most intense defense, this team has weathered the storm of the tragedy last year, and they're just so much more mentally tough, aren't they?
Yeah, they are good. They are a very mentally tough group. This is not nearly as good a team as the one we had last year, because it's been decimated by injury. But what they are is awfully, awfully tough, and awfully mentally tough. And they're guys that never say die. I mean, they really believe very strongly in their coach and in themselves. And they should, because they've had any number of comeback wins over the time we've been here, so especially since Tony's been here. So they are a tough team, and there's not a lot that can get them down.
You know, Bill, people say that halftime speeches and the win one for the Gipper sort of speeches are outmoded, but when Tony identified that they were so close last year, they were down by a similar margin, and they lost just by so little, you know, he seemed to ignite a spark of belief. That now the belief and the confidence may have been there, but it seems like whatever Tony said at halftime was perfect.
Well, you know, he sensed that there was a spark there. And Adam's field goal before the end of the half really got us going, and that gave us life, and we knew we were going to get the ball coming out, and you know, they're a terrific bunch of guys who never say die, literally, and we know with Peyton, you know, and the weapons we got on offense, we always got a chance, and our defense really played terrifically last night, so. As it has all the way through the playoffs. So, you know, I don't think that when we got the score, when we got the field goal at the half, I think everybody really, really felt like, okay, we'll do fine. If we can go out here and knock one in to start the second half, we're back in this ball game. And that's the way it worked out. And, of course, that kept the crowd in it too, which was a huge factor.
And the other thing is, being a kicker myself, that Adam made kicks where the holds were not good, and yet he made them seem routine. Big change from last year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's a clutch kicker. He's a guy that is a great teammate who really helps everybody. Hunter did a terrific job getting a couple of those down. The snaps were a little bit off target, and he got them down. and you know, Nicky comes through time and again. There's nothing that really phases him. And and as I said, you know, our season ended last year with a missed 41 yarder, so that hasn't happened this year, and we've moved on.
Coach, before we let you go, just I got Indianapolis as my early favorite for many reasons, particularly you and Tony Dungy and the caliber of that team. It just takes nothing away from Lovie Smith and a wonderful team in Chicago. But a lot of that is predicated on the health of Nick Harper and Bob Sanders. How are they?
They're fine. Nick has a basketball sprain of his ankle, and I think he'll be able to go. We'll probably hold him out of practice this week. Bob's fine. He came through the game fine. And should be okay. We're gonna practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I don't know how many guys we'll have to practice because we're gonna rest a lot of guys. But that's kind of been the way it's gone the last 5 weeks. All indications are that everybody should be okay going into the Super Bowl.
It seemed like you guys had better conditioning. The New England players were cramping up. That people were saying that the game was like a sauna, so that may pay off down in Miami as well.
Well, we're in good shape. It's interesting, Nick. You and I go back a long way, and we've seen a lot of pro football over the years. Had we lost, we would have been too small. Now, since we won, we're in great shape.
Coach, you did something that's not small at all. Tremendous accomplishment so far. You've got one more game to go. You've got a leader who's as wise with the media as any I've ever seen in Peyton Manning as well. But God bless to you, and please give our best to Tony Dungy, and we're just so proud of you and excited for you.
I surely will, Nick. Thanks. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Polian, general manager of a team of destiny. When we come back, we'll be talking to a guy who knows a little bit about Indiana, and Len Dawson, a Purdue graduate, and more with Michael Strahan about the defensive side of Chicago versus some of these other matchups as well. What will Chicago do to stop a Peyton Manning, and more on Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122.